Welcome to Tokyo Cheapo Podcast. Think Tokyo's expensive? Well, think again. All the best tips for visiting and living in Tokyo on a pittance. Cheap sushi, cheap sausages, cheap dates, cheap dogs, cheap hotels, cheap holidays, cheap sumo, cheap salads, cheap bikes, cheap food. Hello, a big warm welcome to all you cheapos over the internet via your Wi-Fi, Cat 25 straight into your ears, coming from my mouth here in Tokyo. I'm Chris Kirkland, the notorious cheapo, and this is Tokyo Cheapo Podcast. We are coming to you every couple of weeks, covering topics relating to how to live in and visit Tokyo on the cheap. To check out our website, tokyocheapo.com, for the full story. So, I'd like to start today with some news, some cheapo headlines. And the cheapo headlines are, there's a brand new 24-hour Hanamasa supermarket opening in Yoyogi, just by Yoyogi Hachiman, Yoyogi Tomigaya. So you cheapos, you lucky cheapos in Yoyogi Hachiman Tomigaya, there's now a 24-hour Hanamasa. So next time you wake up at 3 a.m. think, damn, I really need some cheap spaghetti and preferably in bulk, your prayers have been answered. Just run down to your local Hanamasa. For those who don't know, Hanamasa is one of our recommended cheapo supermarkets. It's kind of aimed at the retail shoppers, so typically the quantities are rather large, but it's one of the absolute lowest price places to buy food and groceries in the Tokyo area. So moving on, next I'd like to talk a bit about you guys, the audience for Tokyo Cheapo. When me and Greg founded the site earlier on this year in the spring, we had no idea it would become as popular as it has already. We've had pretty much 50,000 people visit the site so far, and we get plenty of feedback and emails and suggestions. So we're really chuffed and obviously pleased that we're doing a service to the world of cheapos. And quickly of note, I'll mention we had a nice bit of feedback from a chap called Georg Schwartz. I apologize if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, but that's the problem with email. You don't get pronunciation. But George gave us some suggestions on topic with the Hanamasa announcement. Is he came up with a couple of additional cheap supermarkets that we haven't yet mentioned, which we shall have to cover, and I'm going to mention them now. So here we are. Here's Jorg's email. So the first one is Daiei. That's Daiei. .co.jp. Sorry, the website is Daiei, sometimes called Gourmet City. And the other one was the Gyomu Super, which is apparently a Japanese version of Aldi. Quickly, for those of you who aren't from Germany, Aldi is a mega discount supermarket. And typically it's non-perishable goods only, so no fresh fruit and veg. But as Georg mentions, he picked up his orange juice for 97 yen a litre, plain yogurt for 88 yen for 500 grams, and check this, 500 grams of spaghetti for 68 yen. That's super cheapo, proper cheapo. You can check out the website for Gyomu Super. It's Kobe Busan. That's KobeBusan.co.jp. Next, I'd like to say a goodbye and a warm welcome. Firstly, it's goodbye to Aaron, one of our cheapo writers. He's done some great articles. Highlights would include his article, Day Trip to Kamakura, and his modelling article as well. He's been a great writer, really enjoyed his wit and humour and his cheapo tips. But Aaron is heading off back to the US to start on a new career. So good luck to you, Aaron, and many, many thanks for all your work. One day in the future, you might pop back or might want to do a retrospective cheapo article. So it's a it's a warm welcome to our latest cheapo writer, Grace. Grace is here studying at the ICU, and she's just had her first article published, the Surviving Christmas on a Budget, which is a sweet article about how to do a romantic Christmas date in Okashira Koen and not spend a bundle. So check out tokyocheapo.com, and it's currently on the homepage, the Surviving Christmas on a Budget. Moving on, let's come back to supermarkets, which is a topic of endless interest for you cheapos, I know. We recently covered a supermarket called Wise Mart. It's apparently a great place to buy your fresh meat and fish at a bargain price, and one of the cheapest places to get prepackaged sushi bento. Check out the site for locations and further details, but they're apparently more common in the eastern side of Tokyo. Okay, that's enough about supermarkets. Let's talk about something more exciting. Yep, you guessed it, pizza. You know, I know some of you cheapos get the hots for pizza, so try and calm yourselves during this part of the program. We're going to talk about how to get quality pizza on the cheap. So I'm sure we've mentioned this before in previous podcasts, but now we've got about, I think it's 5 reviews of different pizza joints around Tokyo. And this last week, I think has got to take the cake for the Max Cheapo, Max Quality Pizza review. Greg Lane, our infamous cheapo and writer, and founder, found a Tokyo cheapo pizza place called Semper Pizza. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, S-E-M-P-R-E. And he picked up a proper full-size Italian oven-fired pizza for 350 yen. That's not a slice, not half, that's a whole pizza for 350 yen. He, during the article, he says that he actually opted for the slightly higher priced one. I think it was 450 yen with a slightly different topping. But still, that's less than 500 yen for a hefty lunch and a high quality Italian style pizza. So, but that's not all. This week, Greg also covered Pizzania, which is another low cost quality Italian style pizza joint. Pizzania is in Roppongi, and it's a one coin pizza, i.e. you can get a pizza for 500 yen. And Greg went there for lunch, and you can get a lunch set, standard pizza margherita with the ubiquitous grated cabbage, lettuce and carrot salad, and a free drink. Apart from these two articles this week, if you do a search on tokyocheapo.com using the keyword pizza, you'll find all our other recommendations. So, pizza out the way, swiftly moving over to Christmas. You may have noticed over the last few weeks we've featured a lot of Christmas illumination on tokyocheapo.com and the Tokyo Weekender series. And this weekend, not to let you down, we have a recommendation for another illumination. And this time it's the Tokyo Station, the Tokyo Michi Terrace themed illumination, which starts Friday the 21st at 6 p.m. and runs for, I believe, 7 days. So that's the Marunouchi side of Tokyo Station. Other Christmas tips. We should be joined in a little while with a fellow cheapo and friend of mine, a high quality cheapo. In fact, so high quality that her husband's company is going IPO and she has to remain anonymous because of this. But an old friend and high-flying cheapo who's going to be joining us with some Christmas tips. But before that, let's talk about another thing which is only available in winter, and that's snowboarding and skiing. We haven't done a full article, but we will do in due course. But my cheapo tip for you is if you're driving up to a ski slope, make sure you buy your lift pass tickets in advance. Typically, you'll get a sizable discount if you buy them at one of the convenience stores in the area before you actually get to the ski slope itself. Pretty easy to see. Most of them have some kind of big banner wafting outside, advertising the fact they're selling cheap ski passes. If you're not a Japanese reader, then just rock up at one of the convenience stores within a few kilometers of the ski slope you're headed to. If you're not lucky enough to be in a car of your own or a friend's, then another way of saving money is doing a package trip. Typically, you can get deals which include the ski pass as well as transport and possibly even gear hire as well. If you're an avid skier or snowboarder and you're likely to be around for at least a season, then it's probably worth kitting yourself out with gear. If you head to Ocha no Mizu, that's where most of the ski shops are in Tokyo. It's perhaps a little late, but they often have sales of last year's gear. There's probably still some stuff from last year that didn't sell, so head up there and buy a half-price snowboard that didn't get sold last year. It's probably going to be pink or something, like mine. back to the tip package tours. One of the package tours I ended up using was the JR Gala Pass, which you'll see advertised to death on any JR train. Whilst the slope itself isn't really that interesting, it's pretty small and it's not that impressive, to be honest. It is at least one of the most convenient snowboarding experiences I've had ever. In any part of the world, because from central Tokyo, get up at 6 a.m, jump on the first Shinkansen, and you're at JR Gala station and snowboarding by about 8:30 in the morning. So you can get a full day's snowboarding in and jump on the Shinkansen back. Typically, the tickets during the weekdays were about 1,000 yen. And if you're super cheapo, then you'll want to get these tickets in advance. We'll do a proper article about this, but I remember a few years back, buying a JR ticket for, I think it was less than 9,000 yen. It was a good 1,000 or 2,000 yen discounted because I bought it in advance. Of course, the problem with buying in advance is you're not guaranteed the good conditions. So I wouldn't do that all the time. Typically, since I have a pretty open schedule, I would just check the forecast, and if the weather looked good, I'd decide, right, I'm going to jump on the train tomorrow morning and just do a quick day trip. So we'll finish today with a chat with my anonymous and high-flying cheapo friend. And now we're joined by the Queen of Value, who is going to give us some great Christmas dates.
Hello, hello.
And yes, welcome, Queen of Value. we're all excited to hear your value-oriented Christmas dates in Tokyo. So perhaps Perhaps you'd like to give a little bit of background about yourself before we begin.
Well, as you know, I've been in Tokyo for nearly 10 years, and it's one of the best cities in the world, but it can be a little pricey. And once you get your feet on the ground and start exploring, you can find some really great values, and you don't have to spend a ton of money to enjoy this city. So, and I've been one to always want to do things where you get the biggest bang for your yen. So I have found it very fun to go into the city and find the best values.
You've been really good throughout our friendship of pointing out to me really high quality experiences, but you know, on a budget. So you are, for me, you are my queen of value. You are Tokyo's queen of value.
That's nice. Thank you.
Anyway, so you've got three dates lined up for us, three different pricing options.
I do. I have three different options for dates and or special nights out that might be celebrating a birthday. I've focused on the Christmas season, but all of these work, even dropping the Christmas element.
Extra value.
Yeah, I think it's extra value this time of year. And I think year after year, too, these Christmas elements are repeated. So, I mean, it's maybe you might miss it this year, but it'll be applicable for next year.
Exactly, yeah. So, shall we get started? Let's start with the cheapest option, being cheapos.
Okay. Well, the cheapest option, yeah. The cheapest one starts at 2,000 yen, and that's for the couple. That's for both people. So it's Christmas, and maybe some of us don't go to Christmas or don't go to church like we wish we did or have done in the past. But I think you can't deny the element of Christmas music with Christmas. Don't you agree?
Yeah, Christmas carols. There's some really sweet Christmas carols. It doesn't matter whether you have any religious faith or not. There's some really sweet music at Christmas time.
Yeah, exactly. So there is a church in Tokyo called the Tokyo Union Church, and it's in the Gochome area of Jingumae in Shibuya. And on the Sunday afternoon, starting at 4 p.m., you don't even have to go inside the church. You can just walk up to the entrance area, and they're going to have Christmas carolers on the steps of the church, starting at 4 p.m. this Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's, I'm sure it gives a little Christmas spirit to everybody who hears the selection of music.
I wonder if passers-by can join in.
I would hope so. I think I would join in. I think that's maybe the point, too, that they're doing it outside in the public space. I think so, yeah.
Tradition in the States, in the UK, people go out at Christmas and ring on people's door and...
Yeah, we sure do. You know, door to door to door to door, and you open the door and enjoy the song, and then the group usually then moves on to the next house next door after they've finished the song. Yeah, we do. And there's a lot of free music, too, in the shopping malls. And so, you know, not just in church, but in the shopping mall. So one thing about the church I think is going to be nice is they'll sing some of the classic Christmas carols.
Yeah.
So I'm just sure this is going to be a really fun spot. And then just a hop, skip, jump away from here is the Akasaka skate rink.
Yeah.
And this skate rink is in the great area of the city near the TBS Broadcasting Center.
Yeah.
You know, it also has great cherry blossom season too as well. But you can go and skate for 500 yen. And then if you need to rent skates, it's another 500 yen. So 1,000 yen per person using the rink is just a fantastic way to have fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's the Tokyo Union Church, which is the nearest station, Omotesando.
Omotesando is going to be your best station. It's So you have the Chiyoda line, the Ginza line, and what's the other one?
Hanzamon line.
Yes, exactly. Good job.
And then to get to Akasaka.
Take the Ginza line.
Ginza line, yeah. Marvelous. So that's the first option.
Yep.
Both of you together, a mere 2,000 yen. The second option.
Well, the second one is if you want to, basically this one can be done for under 5,000 yen, maybe even as low as 4,000 yen. And that's to get yourself to the Azabu Juban station and just a 2-minute walk up towards the Roppongi Hills area. There's a place on the second floor called Rainbow Sushi.
Right.
Rainbow Sushi is the style of sushi that was pretty much created or invented in California. And they're mostly done in the maki roll style.
Yeah.
And this place has a great atmosphere. And if you don't feel confident in Japanese, they also have the menu in English. And you can get the best spicy tuna rolls, spider rolls, soft shell crab rolls, dragon rolls, avocado rolls, California rolls. I mean, it just goes, the menu's fantastic for that.
Nice atmosphere, really nice.
Really nice
atmosphere. Non-smoking, isn't it?
And it's a non-smoking, and they have a booth, they have booth seating as well as kind of a large center table that almost like a shared space, but you sit tall on counter stools. It's very nice.
So it's interesting because this reminds me a bit of if you go and sing karaoke in the States or in Europe, this is a bit like doing that, because sushi came from Japan and then went over to California, and now it's come back in Rainbow Sushi in Azabu, whereas karaoke is a cappella singing, which I don't know if you know this, but karaoke is a combination of the words a cappella and karaoke. Oke is, I don't know, it's come from some kind of a cappella singing concept. Then you go to karaoke in the UK or America, it's like a copy of a supposedly Japanese thing, but that was already a copy of a European thing. Rainbow Sushi is like that for sushi.
Ah, I didn't know that. Yeah, I just think it's fun because in Tokyo, it's very hard to find this style.
Yeah.
And I see on their menu, the spicy tuna roll starts at 1,000 yen. And you can easily, actually, the salmon skin roll starts at 950 yen.
Yeah.
And one roll feeds one person. But you can order two rolls and then split in half and really have a fun, you know, a fun, and with drinks, I think you can easily eat, a couple can you easily eat for 4,000 yen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this time of year, then when you're street a little further to the Grand Hyatt, and from the 21st to the 25th, they have violin, piano music for free. Christmas music again. I go back to this Christmas music because I think it's such a shame to go through Christmas and not enjoy some of the Christmas carols.
So the music, the Grand Hyatt is
it's in the hotel lobby.
It's in the hotel lobby, and that's up the hill to the Mori complex.
Yeah, just up from the Mori complex.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be able to enjoy the music, and the hotel lobby is a fantastic decorations. Is, you know, it's done just in the spirit of Christmas, and they have also a charity candle you can buy as an option for 500 yen, and the proceeds go to the Tohoku region for the children, which I think is nice.
Yeah,
and so you can just take in a few tunes, and then walk across the street to the actual Mori complex, and here there are three different illuminations. When I talk to some Japanese girls that I know here in Tokyo, they for a perfect Christmas date, they all told me they wanted to see illuminations.
Yeah.
So the Mori complex has the River of Light, which is their street, and you walk into the plaza area, and it has kind of a fantasy illumination, and then over into the Mori Garden, which I saw last year, and it's very beautiful. All of the water and an area around is illuminated. It's very, very pretty, and all for free.
Yeah.
So if you take this Christmas element out and maybe doing it another time of year, there's a movie theater in this, there's a Cineplex in this complex. There's also a modern museum, which has a rotating schedule so you can check and see what's in at that time. Or you go to the Sky Deck, which is an open-air observation platform. It's 238 meters high, which is 781 feet, basically 50 floors, but you're on the rooftop.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the very, very best view of Tokyo. And there is a book called A Thousand Things You Do Before You Die. And in that book, they tell you to go to the Hyatt in Shinjuku, which I've done, but I really believe that the Mori Tower view is
view.
Much better. Yeah. And if you have a little extra money in your pocket, you can get your photograph taken by a professional photographer up there. They do a fantastic job for 2,000 yen.
There's a nice nice schedule there with an additional non-Christmas bonus. So this is a nice date any time of the year. So that's Rainbow Sushi.
Rainbow Sushi in Azabujuban. Mm-hmm.
And then strolling up the hill to the Grand Hyatt,
mm-hmm.
looking at the music, then seeing the illuminations in the Mori complex.
Correct.
And if it's not Christmas, you can substitute the Christmas illuminations for a trip up the side deck, to the Sky Deck.
Yep, or the museum or a movie.
Splendid.
Mm.
Mid-priced option.
Yeah.
What have you got for the deluxe option, for the deluxe cheapo?
The deluxe option, I still think you can do a date for two under 10,000 yen, Ichimayen. I think it's completely possible. And again, I start at Rainbow Sushi only because I think this place is fun. The atmosphere is great, and the value is unbeatable for this neighborhood. I just can't tell you how much I love this place. So
this neighborhood, that's a good thing to mention. Azabu is a really classy neighborhood.
Right.
I remember I was waiting to meet you there.
Mm.
In the 5 minutes I was kind of stood there, there was like about four Bentleys drove past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe one of them was like, or at least maybe two of them were the ambassador's cars. You know, they've got the foreign number plates.
Yeah, right. It's very much home to many embassies in the area. And also, even just for resident Tokyo people, it's got some of the best restaurants, a lot of Michelin star restaurants in this neighborhood.
It's a classy place to start a date.
Yeah. And again, the waiters are and the waitresses are proficient in English, too, which I know for some people this is when you first come to Tokyo, this is sometimes, challenge.
Yeah.
So let's see, Rainbow Sushi. And then probably this place I take everybody who visits me in Tokyo, I take them here. And that's to go to the Prince Hotel, Tokyo Tower location. Don't get mixed up. There's one in Shinagawa and one in Takanawa, but this is the Prince Hotel next to Tokyo Tower.
Uh-huh.
From the Juban station, you can jump in a cab for 1 meter if you really are trying to make the night special. Now, if you don't want to, then go ahead and take the Mita line to Shibakoen, and you can easily walk to the hotel from the station, and you're just a couple stops away. But you're so close by cab, and if it's a special night, I think the girls will really appreciate the fact that you flagged down a cab for this. They have a sky bar, and it's on the 33rd floor. The view is just fantastic of the Tokyo Tower, and it's fantastic ambiance also with not only just table, small table seating, but also some sofas. And it's all windows, and it's very romantic.
Nice.
They have a bar menu. So if you're still hungry or you want to eat something, you can get, for example, a fettuccine plate for as little as 1,200 yen. But I think having a glass of champagne or any sort of drink of your choice at this location is a must for a special night or date. Very, very fun place.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sky bar date. That's a proper deluxe cheapo date. I wonder how many girls I've taken out to a sky bar in my life.
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you from experience that everybody I take there just loves the place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it. And I just want to put in one more plug for if you want to put some more Christmas music into your night for this season. If you're in Roppongi, you can go to the Franciscan Catholic Church, and they have a midnight mass that starts at 9 p.m. And of course, it's free, and it's near the crossing, and that mass will have also some fabulous Christmas music.
And that's on is that only on the 24th?
Well, they have for evening masses, you're going to find that on Christmas Eve.
So just recap on this, the deluxe option or the medium option with the Sky Bar upgrade. It's starting at the Rainbow Sushi Bar. Mm-hmm. Grab a cab over to the Prince Hotel, the Tokyo Tower location, and have a drink or possibly an extra dish to eat in the Sky Bar. And then for bonus Christmas points, head to the Franciscan Chapel for midnight mass starting at 9 p.m.
Right. I think it'd be a really fantastic night.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thanks for your Christmas suggestions.
Quite well.
I think, the first one, that's a really, really simple and really good value Christmas date. Having some Christmas carols and then heading to a skating rink. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
Splendid. Well, a big thank you to our Queen of Value. And I'm sure we'll have you back on the program at some point in the future. And perhaps we'll be able to reveal your true identity.
Thanks. It was so much fun. All right. Bye-bye.
So that brings us to the end of this week's Tokyo Cheapo podcast. I'm wishing all you cheapos out there a happy Christmas holidays and New Year, and we'll be back again in January with more top cheapo tips for those wanting to get by in Tokyo on a pittance.
Dogs, cheap hotels, cheap holidays, cheap sumo, cheap salads, cheap fire.